Going forward, the government of Ukraine and the international community should seek to ensure that Ukraine's reconstruction is human-centric, inclusive, and locally driven. Reconstruction resources must reach all regions of the country and all sectors of society, regardless of perceived political, social, ethnic, linguistic, or religious distinctions. Hi, I'm Lauren Burke, Senior Program Manager for the Human Rights Initiative, and I'm here to talk about my report with Scott Busby, A Human Rights-Centered Approach to Reconstruction in Ukraine. This report reviews the extent to which Ukraine's reconstruction plans and efforts to date have incorporated human rights and governance concerns, and it aims to identify key gaps and issues that merit additional attention going forward. Efforts to reconstruct Ukraine have already begun and will become even more urgent when the war ends. History has shown that reconstruction, if done poorly, can reinforce social divisions, exacerbate popular discontent, and sow the seeds of future conflict. Thus, respect for human rights and the principles of democratic governance must be at the center of all reconstruction planning and implementation for Ukraine. Going forward, the government of Ukraine and the international community should seek to ensure that Ukraine's reconstruction is human-centric, inclusive, and locally driven. Reconstruction resources must reach all regions of the country and all sectors of society, regardless of perceived political, social, ethnic, linguistic, or religious distinctions. Another important objective identified in this paper is the shift away from the reliance on institutions that house children, persons with disabilities, and those suffering from mental illness toward community-based care, which is the gold standard reflected in both UN and EU guidelines. There is an opportunity here to build back better. This will not only be critical to eventual EU accession, but it is also going to improve the quality of life for millions of Ukrainian citizens. The reconstruction planning processes led by the European Union and the World Bank, which have included the government of Ukraine, have taken account of many core human rights issues already. This report aims to elaborate on some of the issues that have the potential to be overlooked but are vital for Ukraine's future prosperity. In a country where so many people have suffered and will continue to suffer loss and trauma, ensuring that mental health care and social protections are available is an investment that is certain to reap long-term dividends. Likewise, investing in efforts to improve transparency and accountability will undermine efforts to sow new divisions within society and inoculate people against misinformation, which is a threat to democracy around the world. To read the full report, A Human Rights-Centered Approach to Reconstruction in Ukraine, please visit csis.org.